This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. With Category 4 Hurricane Milton steaming toward Florida's Gulf Coast, the time to get out is running out. Sarasota County Emergency Manager Sandra Tapfumani.
Anyone living in mobile and manufactured homes, anyone living in a boat, and now is the time to leave if they haven't done that already.
Milton's top winds are clocked at 155 miles an hour. It's picked up steam, moving toward landfall somewhere between Tampa Bay and the Fort Myers area at 16 miles per hour. Landfall expected late tonight or early tomorrow. Forecasters say Milton will still be a hurricane when it reaches the Atlantic coast. Flagler County Sheriff Rick Staley.
We are under a hurricane warning, a storm surge warning, as well as a flood watch.
CBS's Stacy Lynn is in Washington tracking the federal response to the storm.
With FEMA resources and crews already dealing with Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, Administrator Deanne Criswell told CBS Mornings they are ready.
We start to repurpose some of our steady state employees from headquarters, but we also move people around from non-critical life-threatening offices to support the immediate needs.
She says while it will be challenging,
we know that there's a lot going on with all of these efforts, but we plan for this, and we've done this before.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
President Biden speaks with Israel's prime minister by phone in half an hour as he expands his country's ground incursion into Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu is hailing the deaths of Hezbollah leaders.
We've degraded Hezbollah's capabilities. We took out thousands of terrorists, including Nasrallah himself and Nasrallah's replacement. And the replacement of his replacement.
The Supreme Court begins hearing oral arguments this hour in the case of a death row inmate in Oklahoma. Both prosecutors and Richard Glossop's attorneys agree he was wrongly convicted in the 1997 murder of his former boss, a motel owner. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The argument is that if, in fact, the evidence is suspicious, or there may have been prosecutorial misconduct, and therefore it invalidates the death row sentence, then maybe he should already at this point be released.
Independent investigations found the state withheld critical information and elicited false testimony from a key witness. Real life line judges about to lose their jobs at a Grand Slam tennis tournament. After 147 years, Wimbledon, the All England Club, is going to switch to electronic line calling. They've already done the same thing at the U.S. and Australian Opens. The Dow's up 159 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Local power crews are staging near the state line to assist with recovery efforts as Hurricane Milton approaches Florida. We Energies is sending over 24 workers to help restore power. Schutz Container Systems is expanding its operations in Kenosha by adding 2 new plants. They're already building a massive one across from Indian Trail on 60th Street. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company could build up to 3 more plants in the area. A Walworth County deputy shot a man in East Troy after he allegedly approached the officer with a knife. It happened during a domestic violence incident Monday. The suspect remains hospitalized in critical condition. Spanky's Bar and Grill in Kenosha is up for sale. The bar with the self-deprecating sign highlighting its warm beer and lousy food is listed for just under $500,000. And Racine will host a free antique appraisal session next week. The event at the library on the 18th will feature expert appraiser Mark Moran, known for his appearances on Antiques Roadshow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks getting ready. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum, but Chris Middleton will not play in the preseason game after having surgery on both of his ankles.
Yeah, it's just listening my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. You know, I've been through similar situations. I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
Baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin no longer will broadcast Brewer games on TV, so the team says they're moving to the MLB Network, President Rick Schlesinger.
Yeah, you're going to be able to turn your cable TV on, and you're going to be able to go to the Brewers TV channel. It may be a different channel than what it was last year, but it'll be easily accessible. So from that perspective, no change, other than, I think, a great quality programming experience. And if you are somebody who doesn't have cable and satellite and you want to watch Brewers games, you're going to have an opportunity to buy a subscription to a direct-to-consumer streaming service, which is going to be first-rate quality.
That's Brewers President Rick Schlesinger. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to keep our temperatures in the 60s here for the next several days, but fall is coming. We're actually going to drop our highs into the 50s by early next week. Today, sunny 65. Tonight, we'll drop to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 68. By Friday, 80, but we'll drop to a high of 64 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
The most recorded song in modern music history. So many people have done it, from Muzak to even metal bands, the Beatles with Yesterday. Hey, good morning. I'm Chris Morrow, filling in for Cindy Huber. It is midday Wednesday, halfway through the work week, going to make our way through it. And we've got the timeless hits for you all day long. WRJN with CCR.
to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You have my-
One-hit wonders in rock and roll history, Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. Tell a friend, we are WRJN with your local news and now Timeless Hits. And when Cindy's back on Monday, we'll resume the Artist of Record contest. She left me some information for it, and we were going to celebrate John Lennon's birthday today. But it's kind of Cindy's thing. And she does such a good job of it. I'm going to save that album for Cindy to give away next week, along with a couple others. So we'll kind of double up on the Artist of Record contest next week. The records are provided by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And what we do is give you a chance to hear a little trivia in the 9 o'clock hour. Then Cindy plays the artist later in the day, and you win the album on vinyl, a record. With the pops, crackles, the whole deal. It sounds so much better when it's there, and then at the end of the month, somebody's going to win a record player to play it on. Just kind of a fun thing to do. It'll all be back on the air Monday when Cindy's back here on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is introducing a new Kringle creation. Cookies and Cream Kringle has a chocolate brownie base filling with a layer of smooth vanilla with crunchy cookie pieces. It's topped with vanilla bean icing and crunchy cookie crumbles. Pick one up for your family. They'll love it. While there, be sure to grab a loaf of cranberry pecan bread, a fall favorite. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment, too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Shop the September Savings Sale this week at All American Do It Center. Save up to 40% on select insulating foam sealant starting at $5.49. Save $2 on Gorilla Glue, clear multi-purpose adhesive. Or save $20 on a rechargeable fire extinguisher, now $49.99. Shop the September Savings Sale at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You can get the job done right.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN. It's that time of the midday where we get a little mellow now. Simon and Garfunkel.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. My home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Side. Yeah. side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Years, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. Good morning, right around 10:30. Chris Morrow in for Cindy Huber the rest of this week. Cindy taking a little trip out to California for the family. And I'll be here bringing you the great hits that you love so much from the 60s, early 70s, all across the dial here on WRJN. Before we get back to more, though, let's see what's happening around the state and right here at home. Head down to the Radio Park Newsroom for this update.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Water systems nationwide will have to get rid of their lead pipes. That's after President Biden's announcement yesterday in Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles was there.
Biden used his trip to Milwaukee to issue a new deadline for cities to replace those lead water pipes.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years.
Milwaukee has the fifth highest concentration of lead pipes in the country. With the president in Milwaukee, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee Brewers will be on TV next year, but they won't be on Bally Sports Network. Major League Baseball says it will produce and distribute all non-nationally televised games for the Brewers. Bally's owner is in bankruptcy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A German container company has Kenosha as part of their major plans. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Schutz Container Systems is advancing its expansion plans, adding two more plants to its already under construction facility along 60th Street. The company's investment will bring the total number of their plants in Kenosha to three, with a possible fourth in consideration. A Walworth County deputy shot and critically injured a man in East Troy on Monday. It came after the officer responded to a domestic violence call where the suspect had reportedly cut a woman with a razor blade. The sheriff's office is now pursuing felony charges against the suspect, who remains hospitalized in critical condition. Brewers fans can expect a new viewing experience next season. The team has parted ways with Bally Sports, handing over broadcast responsibilities to Major League Baseball. According to team officials, the change is not expected to incur additional costs for viewers, with plans for a dedicated Brewers channel on cable TV. Dog walkers are getting together tomorrow in Racine for training. There's still some sign-up slots left open for the newest effort from the Racine Neighborhood Watch. They're hosting a dog walker watch volunteer training session tomorrow at 6 in the City Hall Annex. People going will learn how to report suspicious activity confidentially and other tips to keep an eye on the community while they walk their dogs. There's event contact info on the Racine Neighborhood Watch social media page. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures scraping the mid-60s. Alongside calm northeast winds, will stay clear tonight, too. Lows will fall to near 50, and for tomorrow, abundant sunshine once again. And highs returning to the mid-60s before we spike on Friday to near 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Just gotta be strong to stop, 'cause I really
Tunes, timeless hits, all right here on WRJN. Good morning. Cindy Huber's off today. You may have noticed I'm not Cindy. Chris Morrow filling in. Well, looking forward to more high school football this week. Dick Graceffa covers all the great games all around the conferences right here in Southeast Wisconsin. Friday night, it's the Case Eagles and Horlick Rebels live from Hammes Field at Case High School on WRJN. High school athletics, Dick Graceffa, what a great combo. We got both for you. WRJN. So shocking, but it was the Shocking Blue with Venus on your home for local news and timeless hits. We're WRJN. Cindy Huber off today. Chris Morrow going to fill in the rest of the week. I love doing this. Gives me a chance to play this great music again, like this from the Beach Boys. God only knows.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.